Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim as salatu wa salamu alayka ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another fantastic episode on the Silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. When you are making dua, then don't forget to make dua for yourself, your family, your neighborhood, your community, and the ummah as well. Make dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that He azza wa jal grants relief to the ummah, grants shifa and cure to those who are sick and suffering, and grants protection against the oppressors. Well, today we have a thought-provoking topic of discussion, and we are going to be talking about forbidden love. And attached to forbidden love is infatuation, is being subservient to the nafsul ammara, the desires, the carnal self, the ego as well. So stay tuned for this discussion. Let's now recall the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make some good intentions that, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I'm listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well. If you can think of any other good intentions, then make it now to gain more reward from the merciful court of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Certainly, this life is temporary. We all acknowledge that, we all understand that. But what are we doing in this short, precious life? Are we wasting it away in unnecessary conversations and useless activities, those things that have no real benefit for us? Or are we planning and preparing for what is approaching us? And that is al-maut, that is death. Before we are face to face with the angel of death, Malakul Maut alayhi salam, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam. Now is the time to invest our energies, our wealth, our time in obeying Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. For this, we need to create this mindset. And if you change your mindset, then you change everything. That's when the change begins. And if we change this mindset and create this mindset that on a daily basis, I need to dedicate some time to recite the glorious Quran, Kalamullah, the words of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that every day of my life, I need to make it part of my daily routine to recite salawat and durud-e-paak, istighfar. I need to make sincere tawbah, seek knowledge from authentic sources and scholars. I need to do my best to be punctual with my daily salahs and to perform them properly, to abstain from sins, to practice the sunnah, to fulfill rights of others, to respect and love my parents, my spouse, my children, my siblings. And above all, I need to do my best to obey Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Because before you know it, we'll be leaving this dunya. We'll be in the grave in alam-e barzakh. And those things that I mentioned, those things will help us. Will help us, insha'Allah ta'ala, in this world, the grave, and the hereafter as well. Let's now listen to a beautiful kalam, and we'll continue with our discussion. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
کوئی گل باقی رہے گا نہ چمن رہ جائے گا, کوئی گل باقی رہے گا نہ چمن رہ جائے گا, پر رسول اللہ کا دین حسن رہ جائے گا, پر رسول اللہ کا دین حسن رہ جائے گا. ہم سفیروں باغ میں ہے کوئی دم کا چہچہا, ہم سفیروں باغ میں ہے کوئی دم کا چہچہا, بلبلیں اڑ جائیں گی سنا چمن رہ جائے گا, بلبلیں اڑ جائیں گی سنا چمن رہ جائے گا, اطلس و کم خواب کی پوشاک پر نازا نہ ہو, اطلس و کم خواب کی پوشاک پر نازا نہ ہو, اس تنے بے جان پر خاکی کفن رہ جائے گا, اس تنے بے جان پر خاکی کفن رہ جائے گا, نام شاہانے جہاں مٹ جائیں گے لیکن یہاں, نام شاہان جہاں مٹ جائیں گے لیکن یہاں, حشر تک نام و نشانے پنجتر رہ جائے گا, حشر تک نام و نشانے پنجتر رہ جائے گا, جو پڑھے گا صاحب لولاک کے اوپر درود, جو پڑھے گا صاحب لولاک کے اوپر درود, آگ سے محفوظ اس کا تن بدل رہ جائے گا, آگ سے محفوظ اس کا تن بدل رہ جائے گا, سب فنا ہو جائیں گے کافی ولیکن حشر تک, سب فنا ہو جائیں گے کافی ولیکن حشر تک نعت حضرت کا زبانوں پر سخن رہ جائے گا, نعت حضرت کا زبانوں پر سخن رہ جائے گا, کوئی گل باقی رہے گا نہ چمن رہ جائے گا, پر رسول اللہ کا دین حسن رہ جائے گا.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. I'm sure you enjoyed that kalam. These are the types of kalams that we need to listen to and recite along as well. Get our children, or if you have grandchildren, let them also get used to listening and reciting along. These kalams will help to develop the love of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in our hearts. Will help to develop the love of Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah in our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us all for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif time and again. آمین بجاہ خاتم النبیین صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. It's true that the further we move away from Islamic teachings, Islamic values, Islamic knowledge, Islamic environments, then the greater difficulties we will enter into our lives, the greater problems we invite into our lives, the more distant we become from Islam, the more problems we enter into our own lives. And one of those problems and difficulties that the Ummah is facing is forbidden love. Premarital and extramarital relationships are rife in many of our communities. But where did they learn this from? Certainly not Islam, because Islam teaches the only avenue allowed for a man and woman, boy or girl, male and female, is nikah, is marriage. There is no other option. So where did many Muslims out there learn this idea of dating from, of courtship and courting? And it all boils down to what I was saying, and that is being distant from Islamic values and teachings. The sad reality is that many unfortunate parents out there also encourage this. That leave them, at least they're in the house, they're getting to know each other, and they're under our supervision. They're not out there, you know, doing something wrong or with bad friends. We know where they are. So parents, these types of unfortunate parents, who gave you permission for this, to allow this evil, to allow this sin, and to justify it? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. How shaitan has tricked you. How you have fallen in the trap of shaitan. Who's happy? Shaitan is dancing, he's happy. Shabash for following my advice. Does Islam allow it? Does the Sharia allow it? The law of Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allow it? And yes, it's true. These types of parents, the ulama ikram have said, they are pushing their children towards the fire of hell and will fall in after their children. Are you that type of parent? Are you that type of mother and father that justifies evil? Do you know how much of psychological problems and emotional scars a person has that if that proposal or that engagement is broken off, sometimes it never heals, and they enter into actual nikah with those emotional baggages and emotional scars, the psychological and mental issues. Some people are going out on dates. I got to know the person. If I don't know them, how am I going to get married to them? Islam has a foolproof plan in action. Yes, the proposal is allowed. The one sitting only, the one looking, the one sight, one time, that is allowed. And that too in a controlled environment with the supervision of the elders, of the parents or grandparents. Over and above that, no other type of communication is permitted. Even if it's text messages, that's not allowed. Because though there are different forms of zina, not only the actual physical act. Looking with an evil intention of lust to a ghayr mahram is zina of the eyes. Listening to the voice with evil intentions is zina of the ears, the hands, the feet. Those are different types of zina, meaning adultery and fornication. So parents out there, do not encourage evil. In fact, Islam teaches us that encourage one another towards goodness, towards good deeds, and do not encourage one another towards evil and sins. But by condoning and justifying these types of relationships, the person is doing the opposite of the Islamic teaching. And we see it too often, that how the person becomes mentally unstable or begins to suffer from bipolar or becomes a narcissist because of the underlying emotional issues, psychological and mental issues. So save yourselves, O parents, and save your families from the fire. This is the order of the glorious Quran, that save yourself and your family from the fire. Or am I doing the opposite? By justifying and permitting my young daughter, my young son to engage in a premarital relationship or courtship and courting and dating and justifying it at the same time. These are tricks of shaitan. And if you open those doors, then you can expect only problems to enter into your life. So one thing, if you do the research, you will find out that in the Western culture, the idea of marriage is fading away. In fact, more and more men and women, primarily men, don't want to get married because they feel that it's not in their benefit. And many of the existing marriages are just breaking apart, over 50%. Just breaking apart. If you have a look, a cursory look at the entertainment industry, they can't hold the marriage together. Although they have the name and fame and the wealth, but as individuals, they have failed miserably in keeping their marriages together. A person changes their marriages how they change their socks. It has no value for them. And they usually get married to the person in the inner circle. So there's another study that one of the key reasons for marriages in Western cultures dissolving is that either one or both of the couple will say, I got bored with my partner. I got bored with my spouse. Well, if you all were together for 3 years and 5 years and 10 years and you'll know every single thing about each other, of course you're going to get bored. So a Muslim who wants to follow these footsteps it's going to end up like that. And therefore, that's one of the reasons we see the high divorce rate amongst the Muslim communities, amongst Muslims. The further we drift away from Islamic teachings, the greater problems are there. And it's all in reality becoming subservient and obeying the desires. That is it. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great Sahabi, he says that satisfying the lust for a single moment leads to long-term grief. Looking at strangers, ghair mahram, non-mahram, relatives, even cousins, some people even justify, but no, we grew up with them and, you know, come on, don't be so hard and fast. We are not hard and fast. Islam has rules and you're a Muslim. So a Muslim is one who follows the rules of Islam. Islam has made these rules apparent to us. Cousins are also ghair mahram. And informal relationships between men of women, even if they are your cousins, can lead to extremely dangerous consequences. One narration mentions that the brother-in-law is death. Go and have a look. How many marriages fall apart because there's an extra marital relationship with the sister-in-law or with the brother-in-law? Is this not the case? It's happening. Because when a man and lady, a man and woman are alone, who's the third one? The Prophet of Mercy, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has warned us, has warned those who have some common sense, intelligence, understanding and wisdom to take heed of this. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when a man and woman, when a man is alone with a strange woman, shaitan, Satan must be the third one. Regarding this place, hadith, Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi rahmatullah ta'ala ali, has stated that whenever a man is alone with a strange woman, no matter how pious they are, even if they are together in a religious cause, Satan, Shaitan, Iblis, the cursed and humiliated one, will most certainly activate evil between them. He will arouse their sensual emotions, and there's a danger of them committing a sin. So one must be very cautious on such occasions and seclusions. Don't put yourself in the place of problem. Don't invite the problem into your life. It is necessary to avoid the causes of evil, not just the evil itself, but those things which lead to evil. Even those things must be avoided. To avoid a fever, cure the flu and the cold. So prevention is better than the cure. Do emplace your preventative measures. And don't لا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان, we are told. And don't follow in the footsteps of shaitan. Don't even follow in his footsteps. So all those things leading towards evils, evil avenues, must be stopped. We must not engage in those types of evils. And one of them is to submit and to trust the nafs, to follow the nafs, the desires. As the great Mujaddid, the great reviver of Islam, the scholar of Sharia, the destroyer of Bid'ah, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah ta'ala ali said that one who trusts his nafs has trusted a great liar, a big liar. Don't fall for these tricks and traps. Internally, you have your nafs, the desires, the ego, the self, the carnal desires, the base self. On the outside, you have shaitan. They're working together to try and bring you down. Allama Abdul Rauf Banawi rahmatullah ta'ala ali has mentioned the following about the hadith that I just mentioned, that whenever a woman is alone with a strange man, this is a welcoming opportunity for the devil. He fills their hearts with dirty, evil thoughts and desires. He arouses their sensual emotions and he incites them to become shameless and to commit a sin, to become immodest, to become immoral, and to remove the clothing of shame. We see it happening all the time. We see marriages breaking, even those just got married, and before you know it, they are separated. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Yes, there can be differing reasons, and one very prevalent reason is narcissism and bipolar. That outside there in the world, the person is all smiles and is very wonderful. And people think that they are, this person, I love to be in their company. But inside the home, there's a different face. Another mask comes on. No smile, no affection, no compassion. Subhanallah. And then they went to control the other person. Do as I say. No manner of speaking, no adab, no good character. Only screaming, shouting, using vulgar words, obscene language. So that's a problem as well. But today we're talking about premarital relationships, extramarital relationships, forbidden love. This is blind love. And part of this is infatuation. What is infatuation? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It is something which is emotionally scarring people. And we're talking about primarily Muslims. Again, you drift away from Islamic teachings and you have just invited major issues and problems in your life. That this thing of infatuation is a condition or a state of being that where somebody is driven by intense, unreasonable passion for another person. What they call, the person is love struck. The person has a crush. And if your friends are encouraging this, they are not your friends. They are pulling you down into the swamp of sins. That's what they are doing. And they are witnesses against you on the day of judgment. You need to cut your losses, become serious about life before it's too late. Cut all those losses. Maybe you have a good time with them. They are very entertaining, they are funny, and you like their jokes and their stories. And cut your losses for your own sake before it is too late. And look at those friends' faces. If they encourage you towards sins, then on the day of judgment, they will be witnesses against you and you will be a witness against them. Infatuation is where you see a person as perfect. You don't know them. You never met them. You have no contact with them, perhaps. But you see them as ideal and perfect and beautiful and handsome. And infatuation plagues a person that is idle, is lonely, who wants companionship. Or a person who is addicted to romance. Romantic novels and soapies or influence of friends and their peers. It becomes for some people so, they become so addicted to this, so obsessed that they become stalkers. They become narcissists. They start sending DMs or messages to the person non-stop because they want attention from that person. They become controlling. Nobody wants a person like that, as a friend, as a spouse. Infatuation, it throws your priorities and your responsibilities out of order. Because a person who has this addiction of infatuation is emotionally unstable. Because there's now a feeling of urgency, as if your relationship will vanish into thin air if you turn away from that person, if you don't give attention, or if attention is not given to you, that person who is subservient to their nafs, infatuation is one of the things that may enter their life. Again, premarital relationships, dating, courtship, courting, all of these things will only grow this addiction. What you need to do is, you need to focus on reality. And you see these novels, dramas and movies, they are there to condition your mind to have unreasonable expectations. When I get married, the person must look like this, very beautiful, very angelic and angelic, very handsome. They must be so tall, so many feet tall. They must be slender. They must have a six pack. They must have this figure. They must be slim and trim. They must have this complexion. Where did you learn this from? What does Deen teach? What does Islam teach? Don't be ruled. Don't be governed by all of these things that relate to societal pressures and expectations. That means you're living not for yourself. You're living to please the people. You are a people pleaser, whether you accept it or not, deny it. But you want to please the people because your mind has been conditioned according to societal expectations. How about you break free from that slavery? Slavery of the desires and slavery of societal pressures. Break free. Rather, you become a slave of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Creator, to whom we are going to return sooner than we realize, than becoming slaves of society and what they expect of me and what the pressure that they have, the ideals that they have, and rather than becoming a slave of the desires of the nafsul ammara. So come back to reality. Take your head out from the clouds. Put your feet on the ground. Think about this. I need to learn my deen. I need to know my deen so I can focus on that. And in that lies success. If I'm pleasing my Rabb Azza wa Jal and my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they are pleased with me, I don't care if the world is displeased with me. It is fine. I'm happy without them. They're not going to help me when I'm in the darkness and loneliness in the grave. They're not going to help me when I'm all alone on the day of judgment. They won't care about you. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is worried about us, cares for us. From the time he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered this world, even in the qabr, in the grave, and on the day of judgment as well. So come back to reality. Avoid all those things that associate you with that person that you are infatuated about. Whether you have any of the possessions, give it away. Cut out that sentimentality for that individual. Whether it's the pictures on your phone, whether it's whatever it may be, take it out. Avoid looking and listening at those things. Focus on something else. So you need to divert your attention primarily on ibadat. Increase your ibadah. If you're already performing your five daily salahs, start reading your nafil salahs like tahajjud, ishraq, chasht, awabin, salatul tawbah, tahiyyatul wudu, tahiyyatul masjid. Engage in ibadat. Increase your dhikrullah, your istighfar. Increase in your salawat and durood-e-paak. Make books your friends. Not just any book. Dawud Islam is there for you. Maktabatul Madina, which is the publications department and bookshop of Dawud Islami, has hundreds of books and booklets available that you can buy the hard copy of, or you can download the free ebooks online via dawoodislami.net. Learn, read. This is how you continue to develop yourself. Look at the negative aspects of infatuation. It leads to anxiety. It leads to sleeplessness. and can even lead to depression, emotional scarring, mental and psychological instability. The person becomes emotionally unstable. So look at those things and use that to motivate you to cut out all of these evils and addictions from your life. We have a short clip. Let's look, let's listen, let's learn, and we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, many people cry for poverty. Who amongst us does not want a good fortune in his house and in his wealth? Let me tell you a way that if you do it, your house and your possessions all will be blessed. A person came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and complained, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am very poor. He complained about his poverty and his tight hand. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that when you enter your house, if there is someone, then greet him. And if there is no one, then you must send durood and salutation upon me. And then after that, recite Surah Ikhlas once. Dear viewers, that person did so. So Almighty Allah made him so rich that he served his neighbors as well. Also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever wishes that Almighty Allah may increase the good in his house, he should perform ablution, he should make wudu when the food is served to him, and he should perform wudu when the food is lifted up. Performing wudu before eating does not mean performing wudu like you perform for salah. It means that you must wash your both hands up to the wrists and wash the front part of the mouth and rinse your mouth before eating. That is the wudu, and that is what is meant by the wudu of the food. Dear viewers, if you make it your habit, inshallah, poverty will be removed from your house. You will become independent, inshallah. You will not depend on anyone else, inshallah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So as we were discussing, some of the things that we can apply, some practical tips in order to remove this addiction of infatuation. One is to remove all of those things that remind you of the person, to divert your attention, especially whenever you think about the individual, and to increase your ibadat, your adhkar, your tasbihat. Get in the habit of reading. The weekly booklet comes out every week. The monthly Faizan-e-Madina magazine comes out. And besides that, you have access to so many different types of books and booklets on diverse topics that's available on our website as well and from our bookshop. So this will help you greatly. Look at the negative aspects of infatuation, that it leads to anxiety, worry, sleeplessness, insomnia, depression, etc. Look at the individual, that they are just human beings after all. They also get sick. So look at that aspect of their lives, that, you know, they get sick. They have bad habits. They also have to go and relieve themselves in the toilet. They are not angels. So this also will help you to create that distance from them. And one very good way of removing this problem is to seek good, pious company that gives you constant reminders, and to establish an Islamic ethos in your home, what we call a Madani Mahol, an Islamic ethos, Islamic environment in your home itself, in your life. For those who are practicing upon nek a'mal, pious deeds, you are reminding yourself on a daily basis, did you do this? Did you do this? Have you done this? There's 50 somewhat questions that you ask yourself every day. And then weekly questions, monthly questions, lifetime questions, yearly questions. And you monitor your progress. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we also have certain wada'if, invocations, awrad that are to be recited in order to gain, maybe to overpower the desires, the nafsul ammara. But at the same time, you need to work at it. You got to put in effort. So whilst you reciting the wada'if, you also put in the effort and those madani pearls of advices that were given. Try those. If you speak to other individuals, ulama, pious people, they will give you more ideas on how to remove this addiction. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So we come back to this idea that many parents out there, they also bear responsibility for the waywardness of their children by encouraging bad habits, by encouraging sins, and on top of that, justifying it. As we gave the example that a parent will say, no, leave them, they're at home, we know where they are, so it's fine. Come back to Islam. Come back to the teachings of Islam. Don't allow this fitna to spread. And if it's not happening in your home, but in your community, then speak out against it. You see a wrong, you must change it with your hands. This is what we are taught. If you can't do that with your tongue, speak out against it. And if still you cannot do that as well, then, and that's the weakest part of Iman. Can't do anything, can't say anything. Don't just go into your own cocoon and feel like, no, that's outside there, outside my house, in my neighbor's house. It's none of my business. My brother's house, my sister's house, none of my business. You do your best. You are just there to convey the message of truth, the message of goodness. Thereafter, whether the person listens or not, that's not your responsibility. You've done your responsibility. And over and above that, now it's their responsibility whether they accept the right way, they choose the right way or the wrong way. We see in our society how marriages break apart for several reasons. One of them is extramarital relationships. We see that primarily in the Western world, and also in the lives of those Muslims who follow in the footsteps of Western culture and teachings. They have no peace. There's no sukoon. Because every single person out there, at the end of the day, that's what they want. They want happiness. They want sukoon, tranquility, peace of heart, contentment of heart and peace of mind. They want fulfillment. Believe me, that only lies in obeying Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, our Creator, and it lies in obeying the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. By obeying the injunctions, the orders and commands of the glorious Quran, by obeying the Sharia. The Sharia is not some made up thing that some Mulana made up. It's the law of Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the law of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today, with millions or maybe hundreds of millions of people who have mobile phones, have access to the internet, to chat sites, this is one of the places where this is taking place. Where our young boys and girls, they're entering into this for several reasons. One, maybe because of loneliness. They're going into these chat rooms and just chatting away with anybody. You don't know the person. The person, for all you know, could be a predator, could be a kidnapper, a criminal, and is toying with your emotions. Don't allow that. Keep it within the boundaries of Islam. What does my deen teach me? That if a man, if a boy of good, excellent akhlaq and character, who's Islamically inclined, comes for your daughter's hand in marriage, do not delay. Otherwise, fitna will spread. And regarding a woman, a man will look for certain things in a woman. Yes, beauty is part of it. Physical beauty, the family she comes from, wealth, etc. Because all those other things, material things, is going to fade. Beauty is going to fade. Wealth comes and goes. But Islam, piety, You'll help each other to grow it. So this is what our deen teaches. It's never too late. Come back to the teachings and values of Islam if you really want that sukoon and tranquility in your lives. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.